Fred Film Radio, Festival du Cannes, France.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 70th Cannes Film Festival. Today I'm in company of Fatih Akin, director of In the Fade, in competition here at the festival. So what's the genesis of the story? What's the origin of the story?
I mean, the kickoff was the so-called NSU murderings in Germany. You know, I don't know if you're familiar with that. You know, there was a terror group based on three people, you know, two men and one woman. And between 2000 and 2007, they killed 10 immigrants, 9 immigrants and 1 police officer, and did several bomb attacks. And for years, the police thought the murderers were like in the Turkish or Kurdish background, in the immigrant background, just because they were immigrants. They must have something to do with the mafia or with drugs or with gambling, you know. So the victims or the leftovers always declared, wouldn't you please also check out in the neo-Nazi groups? But they never did that. And when it came up, you know, when basically, and at the end it came out they were really the Nazis, and it was not because of police investigation, it was random, you know, then we know what happened. And then we're aware of the racism of the society, of the press, of the police, and that was making me very angry, and that was the kickoff to sit down and write this.
Were you surprised by Diane's abilities?
I knew that Diane is good because I saw her good in other films. Especially, I would like to mention it, in Benoît Jacob's film, Farewell, My Queen. It's an amazing performance she did there. And after I cast her, I saw all her films. And when I saw this one, I was like, yeah, I have to touch whatever Benoît was touching. And because the space in the film of Benoît was just like that. And I gave her more space and more opportunity, you know, that she could really prove how good she really is, you know.
How did you get that performance out of her?
I thought, like, if this would happen to me, I would be self-destructive all over the time, you know. So that's why smoking is a kind of like a little help from a friend, you know, like the Beatles song somehow. I don't have like tricks with my actors, you know, like I'm not smarter and I'm fooling around. I give them space, you know, and I create an atmosphere where they feel safe. You know, this is all I do. And I created that. I gave her that space and stage, and she trusted me.
Did you give her the directions on how far to go with her emotions? Because she went quite far.
Yeah, I did that. I did that all over the time. You know, like, hey man, don't forget your mother. It's a mother, you know. We're not in an American film here. You're a mother. You're a real mother, you know. Go ahead. Don't you think it's too much? No. Hell no. Some people have problems with that, with showing too much emotions. I don't mean actors, like public viewers, you know. Like, oh, it's too much. But I had to be real. It had to feel real, you know.
You just said that this is a very personal film. So do these murders make you feel unconfident towards justice and politics?
It's more the fact what made it personal. I mean, one thing is I could be a target for these people. Mm-hmm. You know, that makes it very personal on the one hand. And on the other hand, it's I'm a parent, you see? So, and I have fears, you know, and nightmares and stuff like that. And the film was an opportunity for me, you know, to deal with my fears and stuff, you know? So that makes it very personal. She's a mother and she's a German mother and stuff. But the emotional level she's going through has a lot to do with me, you know. And the trust in the justice or not in the justice, this is part of the story, you know. And this is part of something you read every day, also in your countries, you know, like, I don't know, rapists of children get free, you know, and they don't get the penalty they deserve. And so there's a clash between state justice, which is okay for me because it's a proof of democracy in a way, you know. And sometimes you really have to take it, you know, like, wow, I, but it's democracy. On the other hand, the feeling of the individual, and sometimes that doesn't go together. And then there's a clash. And where there's a clash, there's a drama, and where there's a drama, there's a movie, you know.
Why make a film about neo-Nazi terrorism when at the moment the world is attacked and surrounded by Islamic terrorists?
It's not really about the political background of the terrorists, you know. And I'm not a newspaper writer, you know. So I decided this case because it's more personal for me. I have more to do with this because I'm a victim. You are a victim, you know, of the Muslims, you know. So I am, you know, because of my lifestyle, whatever, you know. But in the end, it's not really about, like, who did it and why they did it. I don't give them too much space, you know. It's about those who are left over. When you have, like, these terror attacks, we know everything immediately about the murderers. With, I don't know, Abu, I don't know who, he was raised in London or whatever, Belgium, and then his father speak in the television. We don't know so much about the victims, just numbers. 24, 57, I don't know, 150. And we know nothing about those who are leftovers. The film is a portrayal of a leftover.
Is there any trademark in your films? Would you say that in your films there's something connected to your being a director, to your as a signature?
I don't wake up in the morning and think like, okay, I have to be Fatih Akin, you know. This, you know, this. I'm a filmmaker, you know. This is a filmmaker's film, and sometimes I'm a director, you know, and I like to be a director too.
Just tell a story.
You know, it's just tell a story. Just give me a script, and okay, this is the material and what I have to do. This it's another kind of also very jointful work, and I cannot wait. I don't want to wait to just do films as a filmmaker. You know, then I would do films every 10 years. You see what I mean? And I don't want to go there, you know, because I make my living, I have to feed my kids and stuff, you know. So, and basically I learn a lot. I learn more by the films I do as a director. You know, they help me, you know, for my filmmaker film. You know, I want to add something to discussion and create a debate and to let people know, you know, that this is happening, this is existing. It's not just the terror of those where we know every day. We also have other terrors. And this terror in my film belongs to that terror. It's connected, you know. It really is, you know, because, like, the war in Syria and the Middle East creates refugees. The refugees come to Europe. Through that, many people get fears. Those fears turn into extremity and create this, what you see in my movie. So, you know, or a bomb attack of Muslims, you know, made these neo-Nazi or fascist attacks, like, justified, you know. So it all belongs together, you know, and I just show a little part of this global issue. It's not just a German issue. Trump, you have, I don't know, you have racists in England, you have racist neo-Nazis in Greece, in Spain, in Italy, you know. So everything is, like, connected, and it's important that we have a dialogue. And if my film can create a dialogue, it's not of creating fears, you know, but it's up to the audience. If they want to be scared, then they're scared. That's something I did on purpose.
Do you think that the Germans still feel guilty about the Nazism? From our perspective, for example, Germans seem to be among the most open countries in Europe at the moment.
My country, Germany, is open enough that it allows such films and perspectives, and my film is funded by state money, you know, and co-producers also. They put a lot of money into the film, you know, but not all the money. Yeah, I have a lot of culture minister money in it, a lot, you know. So also, like, the culture ministry, you know, is interested in such debates, you know. It is a very open country, but it has shadows, you know. There are extremities, you know, they are existing. And it's not just, like, a very tiny thing. It's growing, you know, and I think a way to stop the growing, you know, or to make it slower or to create a resistance, I believe, are if you create a debate on it.
Have you decided from the beginning that you wanted to focus on a woman, that you wanted a woman as a protagonist?
When, in a very early stage of the project, it was a man, you know, and then, but it was not a screenplay at that time, it was just some notes, you know, but once I start to write, it became the mother, and Diane was very early in the film. Diane was in the film before I had a screenplay.
Thank you so much, Fatih Akin, for being here with us and talking about In the Fade, screening at the 70th Cannes Film Festival in competition. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.